Brought to you by DK Audio.
How Biology Works by DK. Read by Elliot Fitzpatrick. What is life? Features of life. There are an estimated 8.7 million species of life form living on Earth today. What does it mean to be a living thing? There are many varieties and forms of living organisms, and they use different strategies to survive and thrive. But they all share certain basic features that set them apart from inanimate objects. The fundamental processes of life. Living organisms are among the most complex things known. However, underlying this complexity are seven fundamental processes that come together to produce life. Non-living things may be able to carry out some of these functions. For example, a crystal can grow, while an engine can release energy from fuel, move around, and remove its own waste. However, only living things use all of these processes at once. Vital functions. Life is a set of vital processes that sustain the form and function of a body, at least for a short time, and long enough for it to produce offspring. Living organism. All living things use all of the fundamental life processes, at least at some point in their life. Dinobryon, a type of microscopic freshwater alga, is unusual because it has two methods of nutrition, one by photosynthesis, the other by eating bacteria. Reproduction. A living body is produced under the guidance of a set of DNA instructions, genes. The purpose of the body is to generate fresh copies of that DNA and create new bodies that will carry the DNA copies and pass them on to the next generation. Excretion. Life processes create waste products that must be removed from the body. For example, respiration in animals and plants produces carbon dioxide as waste. Animals also produce urine, which contains toxic chemicals, and expel it from their bodies. Movement. To some degree, all forms of life are able to move. Animals are the most mobile, while plants can open and close pores in their leaves and orient themselves towards light. Many single-celled organisms move by beating hair-like cilia or flagella. Respiration. The energy needed to sustain life comes from respiration, a chemical process that takes place inside every living cell. This process breaks down chemical fuels like sugars into simpler substances, releasing energy that can be used by the organism's cells. Sensitivity. Organisms are sensitive to changes in their surroundings and can respond to these changes. The responses may vary from simple, such as a bacterium forming a protective cyst in dry conditions, to complex, such as the fight-or-flight response in mammals. Nutrition. Living things need a supply of nutrients to provide the raw materials for building and maintaining their bodies, and as a source of energy. Plants obtain these nutrients from the soil, water, and air. Animals and fungi do it by consuming the bodies or wastes of other organisms. Growth. All living things increase in size. Complex organisms such as mammals and trees develop from a single cell into an intricate, multicellular body with many distinct parts. Single-celled organisms also grow by enlarging their body prior to it dividing into two. Cells and life. Cells are the basic structural and functional units of all living things, including animals, plants, and microorganisms. Each cell contains DNA, genetic information that controls cell function and enables new cells to be made. One of the basic principles of biology is cell.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?